بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله ومن ولا وبعد. Okay, today this is our fourth session of the Medina Book 1 Reading Comprehension course. And today, بإذن الله تعالى, we will be reviewing lessons 7 and 8. Today we'll be reviewing lessons 7 and 8. And just as a reminder to everyone, especially anyone who may be joining us for the first time, the format that we're following for this course is composed of four parts. The first part is going to be vocabulary review. Vocabulary review. Basically from the chapter that we're going to be taking, each chapter, we're going to have a brief review of the vocabulary. It's going to be oral translation. Yani from Arabic to English, and some words from English to Arabic. And then the second part is going to be, and the oral yani translation means that we're not going to be writing, we're just going to be yani listening, and just trying to translate orally the meaning of the words as a review of the vocabulary. Second part is going to be reading and translation of the selected text. Yani the selected text from each lesson, we're going to read it, we're going to translate it, and we're going to especially try to identify new vocabulary words that's in that text, that's new for this chapter, and also analyze the new grammar points or word relations, word relationships. Yani the relationship between the mubtada and the khabar, the relationship between the mudaf and mudaf ilayhi, and later on we'll see the relationship between the sifa and the mausuf, or the na'at and the man'ut, and things like this. And finally, we're going to do the next two parts of the lesson is going to be listening skills and dictation skills, and we'll explain them and remind you of them as we go through them. We're just going to read the passage twice for listening skills, and you'll yani just translate orally. For dictation skills, we'll read each item three times, and you will be expected to write what you hear without looking at the book. Alright, so that's the format that we have been following. Four parts: vocabulary review, reading and translation, listening skills, and dictation skills. So let's open to the first lesson, yani lesson number 7. The text that we're going to be reading from is from the Medina Book 1, Lesson 7, on page 39 and 40. That's what we're going to be, that's the text that we're going to be reading is from Lesson number 7, pages 39 and 40. But before we read that text, just a couple of points in relation to, you know, first, the first thing we're going to do is the vocabulary review, the oral translation, yani of the vocabulary words from this lesson. Okay, so we're going to just look at this particular lesson. 7 is a very short lesson, and it doesn't have many vocabulary words, so we may use some of those words twice, yani in the review, from Arabic to English and from English to Arabic. So let's do first Arabic to English. I'll give you some Arabic words and you give me the English meaning. Okay, the first word, and this requires that you not look at the book, right? Don't look at your vocabulary list. This is any just a review so you can see where you are. You can, you know, just write a check next to everyone that you translated correctly, and an X next to anyone that you missed, so that at the end of the vocabulary review, you'll see how many you got correctly and how many you missed. Okay, the first word, I'm going to give you Arabic, you tell me the meaning in English. The first word, an-naqatu. Again, an-naqatu. The meaning, she-camel, the she-camel. Yani the camel, C-A-M-E-L, that's on the desert, the female camel, the she-camel. And, yeah, okay, this word is not going to come in our dialogue today, but in any case, it's from the vocabulary from this lesson. The second word, al-baqqatu, with fa, with the letter fa, al-baqqatu. Al-baqqa, its meaning is the duck, D-U-C-K, the duck that swims in the water. Next word, Al-Mumarridatu with Dad before the Ta' Marbuta. Al-Mumarridatu. Al-Mumarrida, yani the female nurse. Female nurse. And by the way, the male nurse is the same word without Ta' Marbuta ending. Right? Al-Mumarridu. The male nurse is Al-Mumarridu without Ta' Marbuta. The next word. Al-Baydatu with Dad at the end before the Ta' Marbuta. Al-Baydatu. Al-Bayda means egg or the egg. Al-Bayda. The next word. Al-Mu'adhinu. Yani with Shadda on the Zal before the ending noon. Al-Mu'adhinu. Al-Mu'adhin is the one who announces the time for the prayer, the call for prayer, the adhan. The next word, ad-dajajatu, ad-dajajatu, with shadda on the dal because it's a sun letter, and the elongation of the second syllable, dajajatu, with ta marbuta on the end. Ad-dajaja means the chicken or hen, chicken or hen, and either female bird. One more word I'm going to add to the vocabulary here, which is not written in the English key, but it is in the Arabic vocabulary for this lesson. Al-Hadiqatu. Again, Al-Hadiqatu. With Ha, as in Halal and Haram, and Qaf before the ending Ta Marbuta. Al-Hadiqatu means the park or garden. Park or garden. And by the way, here I'm just going to mention that there's another word that is often confused with al-hadiqa because the spelling is very close. The same, almost the exact same words make up this word. It's al-haqibatu. This is the word that we had before. Al-haqiba and al-hadiqa. Al-haqiba means the bag or briefcase. We had that in lesson 5. Okay. Let's go now and let's do English, even though we only have a few vocabulary words here, so we use the words again. I'm going to give you the English word. I want you to give me the Arabic word, okay? This is just oral translation, so just quickly, yeah, and you give me the Arabic word if you know. The Arabic word for she-camel. The Arabic word for she-camel. An-naqatu. The Arabic word for duck. D-U-C-K. The Arabic word for duck. Al-baqfatu. Al-Baqfatu, the Arabic word for the female nurse. The female nurse. Al-Mumarridatu. Al-Mumarridatu. The Arabic word for egg. E-G-G, the egg. Like the chicken lays an egg. The Arabic word. Al-Baydatu. Al-Baydatu. The Arabic word for the Mu'adhin, the one who calls the Adhan, yani is the same word, right? Al-Mu'adhin, I gave that one away. Al-Mu'adhinu, and the Arabic word for chicken or hen, Ad-Dajajatu. Ad-Dajajatu, and the word that we added, the Arabic word for garden or park, Al-Hadiqatu. Al-Hadiqatu. Okay, so this is our quick vocabulary review. After this, we want to now take a look just quickly, yani just some brief discussion concerning the grammar that's contained in this particular lesson. Okay, as I mentioned, this is a very brief lesson, lesson number 7, and it really contains one main grammatical point, and that is the ism ishara tilka. The ism ishara tilka. And this word, tilka, is the feminine form of the ism ishara for things which are masculine, ذَلِكَ. Okay, so what we know is that tilka is an ism ishara. It's used for al-mufrad, that which is singular, not for dual or plural. Okay, it's used for al-mu'annath, that which is feminine, not, yani, mudhakkara, masculine. And it's used for that which is ba'id, that which is far, not for that which is qareeb. So tilka is an ism ishara, للمفرد, the singular, المؤنث, feminine word, البعيد, for pointing to things which are far, and it's used for the عاقل and غير عاقل, meaning it can be used to point to a human being or other than a human being. Okay, so previously in lesson 6, we had the singular feminine ism ishara for things which are near, hadhihi. And in this lesson, we have the singular feminine ism ishara for things which are far, tilka. So we're going to see in this lesson, yani a comparison or a contrast between singular feminine nouns which are near and which are far. If they are near, we say hadhihi. If they are far, we say tilka. And we also may see in this lesson that is the contrast between the ism ishara for things which are masculine, near and far, hadha and dhalika. So we're going to see the contrast between using the ism ishara for things which are near, in which we would use hadha or hadhihi, masculine and feminine, and things which are far, in which we use dhalika and tilka for things which yani are either masculine or feminine. Dhalika for masculine, tilka for feminine. Okay, so that's basically yani what's new in this lesson, the ism ishara for things which are singular, not dual or plural, and things which are feminine, not for masculine, and things which are far, not for near. Alright? Tilka. Okay, let's read text at the beginning of this lesson on page 39 of the Arabic text, 39 and 40. And let's look at any new words that came in this lesson. And as well, we'll make a note, yani, of some of the grammatical points that we had previously. Because in this lesson, we only have one grammar point, that is the ism ishara, for things which are singular, feminine, and far, tilka. So we may also note other things like the relation between the mubtada and the khabar, identifying in some of these sentences which word is the mubtada, which word is the khabar, and so on. And also words that are used for asking questions, ism, istifham, yani, we'll see in this lesson men used to, yani, ask a question about aqil, human beings, and we'll see ma used to ask about things which are ghayr aqil, and we'll see also hamzat al-istifham, which forms a question in which the answer will either be na'am or la. So we're going to see these words as well, men and ma and hamzat al-istifham, and we're going to see the asma al-ishara for things which are singular, yani masculine and feminine, and things which are far, yani and near, yani ba'idun and qaribun. So we're going to see all of this. We're going to see four of the asma al-ishara that we had in lesson 1 and 2 and 6 and 7. All of them are singular, and some of them are masculine, some are feminine, some are for pointing to things which are near, some for pointing to things which are far. Okay, let's read from page 39. At the top of the page, it says, Ad-darsu as-sabi'u. Ad-darsu as-sabi'u. The seventh lesson. This lesson is dealing with the ism ishara for feminine, pointing to feminine things which are singular and far. Tilka means that or that is. Top of the page, men hadhihi, who is this? Okay, from this we understand men is the ism ishara that's used to ask about people. So we know that this ism ishara here, though it can be used for aql and ghayr aql, in this case, it's used in reference to asking about a person, because we used men. If we were asking about a thing, we would say ma hadhihi. But when we say men, it means that we're asking about yani al-aqil, human being. Man hadhihi, who is this? From hadhihi we know that we're asking about yani someone that is a female. Man tells us that it's a human. Hadhihi tells us that it is feminine. And that it is yani we're asking about somebody that's near, because hadhihi is used for things which are qareeb, as opposed to tilka in this lesson, used for things which are ba'id, far. Okay, men hadhihi, hadhihi aminatu. Hadhihi aminatu. Here we want to note that the meaning of this statement, the answer to the question, men hadhihi, hadhihi aminatu, this is amina. This is amina. Here we want to note that hadhihi is the mubtada, the subject of the sentence, And aminatu is the khabar, the predicate. Okay, so this is a complete sentence, a jumla ismiya, composed of its two essential parts, al-mubtada'u and al-khabaru. And we said previously that the mubtada'u and the khabaru, both of them are marfu'un, marfu'un. And the primary sign of a noun, when it's marfu'un, is dhamma. So we see the dhamma on aminatu, we don't see a dhamma on hadhihi. And that's because hadhihi is, yani, mabniyun. Okay, we said that in Arabic, words are either mabniyun or either mu'rabun or mabniyun. Mu'rab means that the case ending may change. It may change from being marfu'un in the nominative case to majrurun, genitive case, to mansubun, accusative case, in which case its primary sign may change from dhamma to kasra to fatha. But words that are mabniyun, it means that their ending is fixed. Mabniyun means that its ending is fixed. It doesn't change from dhamma to kasra to fatha. Rather, it remains as a sukoon or as a fatha or a dhamma or a kasra, but it remains. It doesn't change. If it's mabniyun on sukoon, it remains as sukoon all the time. If it's mabniyun on kasra, it remains as kasra all the time. It doesn't matter if it's the mubtada or the khabar or the object of a preposition or the object of a verb. It's mabniyun, it's fixed on that particular ending. Okay, so hadhihi is the mubtada and it is marfu'un. But, yani, the sign of it being marfu'un, or rather we say it's mabniyun, but it's in the place where it should be marfu'un. So because it's mabniyun, we don't see the sign of, yani, raf. We don't see a dhamma. Okay, but hadhihi is the mubtada, the subject. It's mabniyun. As a ism ishara, it's mabniyun, and it's in the place where it should be marfu'un. Amina is the khabar. The khabar is always marfu'un. Sign that is marfu'un, primary sign is dhamma. Next line. Wa man tilka? And who is that? Yani the first question about someone near. Man hadhihi? Feminine. And now we're asking about wa man tilka? And who is that? Yani someone that is far. Again, man indicates that it's for akil, a human being. And tilka indicates that it is feminine and that it is asking about someone that is far. Wa man tilka? And who is that? The answer, tilka Fatimatu. Tilka Fatimatu. That is Fatima. In this sentence, tilka again is mubtada and it is mabniyun in the place where it should be marfu'un. And Fatima is the khabar and the khabar is always marfu'un. The sign is marfu'un is dhamma. Next line. هذه طبيبة وتلك ممرضة. Again, هذه طبيبة. This is a female doctor. وتلك ممرضة. And that is a female nurse. Here we have the contrast between هذه and تلك. يعني both of them are ism ishara. Both of them are for pointing to يعني something or someone that is feminine. However, هذه is used for things which are قريب, near, and تلك is used for things which are بعيد, far. So we have the contrast between the feminine, singular ism ishara for things which are near, هذه, and things which are far, تلك. هذه طبيبة. طبيبة is not a new word. We had طبيب early on, maybe in lesson one or two. And also, we learned that nouns and adjectives are made feminine by just adding ta marbuta. So we had the word tabib before, and we see this is the feminine form of tabib, tabiba, yani a female doctor. هذه طبيبة. This, pointing to someone who is near, is a female doctor. وتلك ممرضة. And that, pointing to someone, yani that is far, is a female nurse. Next line. هذه من الهندي وتلك من الياباني. Again, هذه من الهندي. Yani this one, pointing to someone who is near, is from الهند, from India. وتلك من الياباني. And that one, pointing to someone that is far, female, is from الياباني, from Japan. Next line. هذه طويلة وتلك قصيرة. Again, هذه طويلة. This one pointing to a female that is near. هذه is points to feminine. هذه طويلة. This one is tall. وتلك قصيرة. And that one is short. And again, طويل and قصير we had previously. And we learned previously in a previous lesson that nouns and adjectives are made feminine generally by adding تاء مربوطة. So طويل became طويلة and قصير became قصيرة. Next line. من هذا? Who is this? هذا حامد. This is حامد. Here we have in this question and answer, من, which is اسم استفهام interrogative, يعني a noun that's used for asking a question. About people. Again, man is used for asking about people as opposed to ma. And if we said ma hadha, that would indicate that we are not asking about a person. We're asking about something that is غير عاقل, not a human. Man hadha, who is this? Hadha is the ism ishara, used for the singular, pointing to that which is masculine and near. Hadha hamidun. Who is this one? Yani this male, this is hamid. And again, يعني, هذا in this sentence is the مبتدأ. It's مبنيٌ though. يعني it's fixed in its ending. It doesn't change. So we say it is in the place where it should be مرفوعٌ. It's in the place where it should be مرفوعٌ. حامدٌ is the خبر and the خبر is مرفوعٌ. The sign that is مرفوعٌ is ضمّة. Next line. ومن ذلك. ومن ذلك. And who is that? Pointing to someone that is far, masculine. ذلك علي. ذلك علي. That is علي. So here, in these two sets of questions and answers, we see من هذا, and we see من ذلك. يعني the contrast between the اسم إشارة for things which are singular and masculine, but هذا for that which is قريب, near, and ذلك for that which is بعيد, far. من هذا؟ هذا حامد. ومن ذلك؟ ذلك علي. Going down near the bottom of the page. أتلك دجاجة. Again. أتلك دجاجة. يعني is that a chicken or a hen? Is that a دجاجة chicken? لا. تلك بطة. لا. تلك بطتن. No, that is a duck. Okay, here, يعني we have same thing, مبتدا and خبر. تلك here is مبنيون, even though it is the مبتدا, it is مبنيون. So we don't say, يعني it is مرفوعون, we say it's in the place where it should be مرفوعون. So because we see it's مبنيون, its vowel is not going to change to ضمّة when it is a مبتدا. Okay, دجاجتن is the خبر. And the khabar is always marfu'un. The sign that is marfu'un is dhamma. And we said also in this sentence we have hamzatul istifham. A tilka dajajatun. Is that a chicken? So this particle in the beginning of the sentence a, yani hamza with fatha, is called hamzatul istifham. It is the hamza that is used to ask a question to which the answer is always going to be na'am or la. Is that a dajaja? Either you're going to say na'am or you're going to say la. In this case, we said la. Tilka bottatun. That is a duck. Okay, let's go to the next page. Page 40 at the top of the page. Ma tilka. Ma tilka. What is that? Tilka baydatun. Tilka baydatun. That is an egg. That is an egg. Here we have ma. تلك ما is يعني اسم استفهام, a noun that's used to ask a question, interrogative, that's used to ask a question about غير عاقل, as contrasted to men, which is used to ask about people. ما is used to ask about non-humans. غير عاقل. ما تلك, what is that? Pointing over there to something that is feminine. Far. تلك بيضة. بيضة, this is a new word in this lesson, and by the way, I don't think I mentioned it, but mumarrida is also a new word in this lesson, and dajaja and batta are new words in this lesson. Dajaja, the chicken or hen, and batta, the duck, is a new word. Mumarrida, the nurse, female nurse, is a new word, And here we have Bayva. Bayva is also a new word for the first time coming in this lesson. An egg. Tilka Bayvatun. Okay, let's go to the next line. Hadihi Sayyaratu Al-Mudarrisi. Watilka Sayyaratu Al-Mudiri. Again, هذه سيارة المدرسي. This is the سيارة, the car, automobile, of the مدرس, the teacher. This is the car of the teacher, or the teacher's car. وتلك سيارة المديري. وتلك سيارة المديري. And that is the car of the principal, or headmaster. Okay, in this lesson we have the contrast between the Asma al-Ishara, Hadihi and Tilka. Both of them are feminine, both of them are for singular, but Hadihi is used for things which are qareeb, near, and Tilka is used for things which are ba'id, far. Also in this sentence we have previously from lesson number 5, the idhafa construction, the construct phrase, Sayyaratu al-Mudarrisi, the car of the teacher, or the teacher's car. Sayyaratu is the mudhaf, and al-mudarris is mudaf ilayhi. Mudaf ilayhi is always majroor. The sign of majroor is kasra. And likewise, we have sayyaratu al-mudiri. This is also an idaf for construction. Sayyaratu is the mudaf, and al-mudiri is the mudaf ilayhi. Mudaf ilayhi is always majroor. Sign of majroor is kasra. Okay, so the relation between these two words is the mudaf and mudaf ilayhi. Next line. Asa'atu Abbasin hadihi. Again, asa'atu Abbasin hadihi. Sa'atu Abbas, the watch of Abbas, or Abbas's watch. Is this the watch of Abbas? Asa'atu Abbasi hadihi. Is this the watch of Abbas? Yani, this sentence originally would be hadihi sa'atu Abbasin. This is the watch of Abbas. If you made it into a question, the original form would be أَهَذِهِ سَاعَةُ عَبَّاسٍ. But it's permissible to reverse the مُبْتَدَى and خَبَر with certain rules or requirements that we'll study in lesson in level 3 or 4. What is important here is that أَسَاعَةُ عَبَّاسٍ هَذِهِ. Is this the watch of Abbas? It probably would be easier for you to follow if we said أَهَذِهِ سَاعَةُ الْعَبَّاسِ. Is this the watch of Abbas? The meaning is exactly the same. Okay, so what we have here is a construct phrase, Sa'atu Abbasin. Yani the watch of Abbas, or Abbas's watch. Sa'atu Abbasin hadihi, is this the watch of Abbas? La. Hadihi Sa'atu Hamidin. Wa tilka Sa'atu Abbasin. Is this the watch of Abbas? La. Hadihi Sa'atu Hamidin. No, this is the watch of Hamid. Wa Tilka, yani without wow, I'm sorry. Tilka sa'atu Abbasin. That is the watch of Abbas. So again, we have the contrast between hadihi and tilka. Both of them are singular. Both of them are feminine. Except that hadihi is used for things which are qareeb, and tilka is used for things which are ba'id. Is this the watch of Hamid? Is this the watch of Abbas? The answer, la. Hadihi sa'atu Hamidin. Tilka sa'atu Abbasin. No, this is the watch of Hamid. That one over there, far, is the watch of Abbas. Last line, ذَلِكَ دِيكٌ وَتِلْكَ دَجَاجَةٌ. Again, ذَلِكَ دِيكٌ. That is a rooster. Masculine. وَتِلْكَ دَجَاجَةٌ. And that is a chicken. Feminine. So we know that ديك, and even if we were not familiar with the word deek, we know that it is the male bird, yani, because why? It's being pointed to by a masculine ism ishara, thalika. And the dajaja, we know it's feminine from the taramabuta, but if we didn't, yani, if it didn't have taramabuta, we would know that it's feminine from what? By the ism ishara, yani, the feminine ism ishara for that which is ba'id. Okay? So, the male is called the deek, the rooster, and the female is called the dajaja, the hen, or chicken. Okay, ذَلِكَ دِيكٌ. That one over there is a rooster. وَتِلْكَ دَجَاجَةٌ. And that one over there is a chicken. All right, so this is our basic reading of the text, and hopefully, inshallah, all of the words we are familiar with. There weren't that many new words in this text here. Yani mumarrida, and dajaja, and baffa, and bayda. There are other new words in this lesson, but these are the ones that came here in the text. So now we go to the third part. Third part of our lesson, third part of our lesson 7, which is yani listening skills. Listening skills and then dictation skills. And again, for listening skills, we said the format that we're going to follow is that in listening skills, we're going to read each sentence, question, or answer twice. The first time, just try to listen. Make sure you heard it well. And the second time, you will translate orally. You don't have to write anything. Just translate orally. Okay. So, again, you can close your books. No need to look at the book here. This is a listening skill exercise. So, you actually have to, yani, translate just by listening without looking at anything. The point is, we want to train you to be able to, yani, translate, understand, and comprehend what we hear, not only what we see, what we are looking at on the paper. When we don't see the words, but we just hear them, we also need to be able to comprehend, not just written speech, but yani oral speech. Okay, so let's go. Listening skills exercise. I'm going to read seven sentences or seven questions and answers. Okay, so you can number your paper 1 through 7. So you can just put a check next to each one if you got it right, and put an X if you got it wrong. 1 through 7, listening skills exercise. Number 1, listening up. I'm going to read each one twice. هذه طبيبة وتلك ممرضة. Okay, now I want you to translate orally. هذه طبيبة وتلك ممرضة. This is a female doctor and that is a female nurse. Number 2. Listen up. I'm going to read it twice. هذه من الهندي وتلك من الياباني. Okay, let's translate orally. هذه من الهندي. This one is from India. وتلك من الياباني. And that one is from Japan. Number 3. هذه طويلة وتلك قصيرة. Okay, translate this time. هذه طويلة وتلك قصيرة. This one is tall. وتلك, and that one is قصير, short. Okay, number 4. Number 4 is going to be a question and an answer. Okay, so this is going to be one sentence. The question and the answer is going to be number 4. من هذا؟ هذا حامد. Okay, let's translate. من هذا? Who is this? هذا حامد. This is حامد. Number 5 is also a question and an answer. Number 5. ومن ذلك? ذلك علي. Again. ومن ذلك? And who is that? ذلك علي. That is Ali. Number 6. Number 6 is also a question and an answer. ما تلك? تلك بيضة. Translate. ما تلك? What is that? تلك بيضة. That is an egg. Number 7, this is the last question and answer. This one is a little bit lengthy. All right, so listen up. أساعة عباس هذه؟ لا, هذه ساعة حامد. تلك ساعة عباس. Okay, translate orally. أساعة عباس هذه? Is this the watch of Abbas. لا هذه ساعة حامد. No, this is the watch of Hamid. تلك ساعة Abbas. That one is the watch of Abbas. Okay, so these were 7 sentences or questions and answers. And inshallah, I hope that yani our listening skills are developing and improving and getting better by practicing. Okay, on your own, you can practice by listening to the audio recordings for each lesson that we have sent the link out for. Or if you have a study partner, then you can read to one another without looking at the book. Let somebody read to you and see if you can translate what you hear without looking at the book. And then you can switch. Yani each one of you read to the other. Okay, the last part of this lesson is the dictation skills exercise. In this particular exercise, what we're going to do, we're going to read each sentence or question or answer 3 times. The first time, just listen for comprehension and memorization. Try to memorize the sentence or the statement or the question. The second time, I want you to write what you hear. Write down what you hear without looking at the book. This is, you know, imla. This is dictation skills. So that means that the book is closed. We're just going to listen and we're going to try to write what we hear. The third time, yani, you can, the third time will be for you to catch, if you missed anything, to catch what you missed, or to, yani, verify and confirm that what you have written is correctly. So I'm going to read each sentence, each statement, or each question 3 times. The first time, just listen carefully. And the second time, try to write what you hear. Okay, so in this particular exercise, we're going to read, we're going to have 5 sentences or 5 statements or 5 questions and answers. Okay, 5. So you can number your paper, 1 through 5. I've numbered mine, 1 through 5. And inshallah, I'm going to be writing with you. So hopefully, I'm going to try to slow it down a little bit to make sure everybody has enough time to write. And I'm going to write slow so that if I can write the sentence slowly, everybody should be able to also write it. Sentence number 1. It's a question and an answer. Number 1. من هذه؟ Answer. هذه آمنة. Okay, let's write. من هذه؟ Answer. هذه آمنة. Okay, let's do it one more time just to make sure that you got it. من هذه؟ هذه آمنة. Okay, number 2. It's also a question and an answer. Number 2. We're going to read it 3 times. ومن تلك؟ تلك فاطمة. Okay, let's write. ومن تلك؟ The answer, تلك فاطمة. Okay, one more time just to confirm. Third time, ومن تلك؟ تلك فاطمة. Okay, number 3. This is also a question and an answer. We're going to read it 3 times each. First time, just listen. Second time, write. Third time, confirm. Number 3. أتلك دجاجة؟ لا. تلك بطة. Okay, let's write. أتلك دجاجة؟ Answer, لا تلك بطة. One more time. Last time. أتلك دجاجة؟ لا تلك بطة. Two more. Number 4. First time. I'm going to read it three times. هذه سيارة المدرس وتلك سيارة المدير. Okay, let's write it this time. هذه سيارة المدرس وتلك سيارة المدير. Okay, let's read it one more time. هذه سيارة المدرس وتلك سيارة المدير. I realize this sentence is a little bit long, but يعني we've been practicing now. This is our fourth week of practicing Imla, so we want to يعني have a little bit more challenging sentences, right? Because we're going to be writing as we're writing, as we're doing dictation in real life, they're not always going to be short sentences, okay? So if this sentence is a little bit long and it was a little challenging, okay, it just means that we have to practice. Last one, number five. ذلك ديك وتلك دجاجة. Okay, let's write. ذلك ديك وتلك دجاجة One more time. ذلك ديك وتلك دجاجة. Okay. So this completes lesson 7. And again, I hope that out of these Imla sentences, especially out of 5, I hope we got most of them right, or at least yani we were able to write yani the majority of what we heard. Again, if there's difficulty in this particular exercise, it only means that we have to practice more. It only means that we have to practice more. It doesn't mean that we give up. It means that we work a little harder and yani stick with it. Don't give up. Yani the only way that you're going to improve your ability to write what you hear is by practicing. Okay, let's go on to the next part of this session, that is the next lesson, lesson number 8. Okay, lesson number 8, we're going to follow the same format. Yani we're going to start with, first and foremost, a vocabulary review, yani oral translation. Then we'll look a little bit, yani before we actually do the reading and translation session, we'll look a little bit at the grammar that's contained in this lesson. This lesson contains a little bit more grammar than the previous lesson. And then we'll read and translate, identifying vocabulary words and grammatical points, and then we'll do the listening and dictation skills. So let's start with vocabulary review. Again, this lesson doesn't have many vocabulary words, so we're going to and probably use the words twice. Okay, so let's do first. I'll give you an Arabic word, and you tell me the meaning of it in English. Okay, the first word is America. America. With two long vowels. America. This means what? America. Number two. Mughlaqun. Mughlaqun. The meaning? Like as in Al-Babu Mughlaqun. Means closed. C-L-O-S-E-D. The next word. Al-Iraqu. Al-Iraqu. Yani this is the name of a country. The country known as Iraq. Pretty clear, right? The next word. Suisara. Suisara. This is also a country known as Switzerland. Switzerland. Now, the next word, Essikinu. Essikinu, with Shedda on the scene because it's a sun letter, and Shedda on the calf because that's an integral part of the word. Essikinu means the knife. The next word, Almania. Almania, with a long vowel on the end, yani alif mamduda. Almania is a country known in English as Germany. The next word, Inkeltarra, with a shadda on the ra, followed by fatta, elongated by alif mamduda. Inkeltarra. This is a country also known in English as England. And the last word, Al-Mustashfa. Al-Mustashfa. In English, the hospital. Here, I'm just going to make a quick note that the word Al-Mustashfa also ends with Aleph, but this is Aleph Maksura. Okay? So words that end with Aleph, whether it's Aleph Maksura, as in Mustashfa, Musa, and Isa, or Aleph Mamduda, as in Almania, and America, and Inkeltarra, yani any word that ends with Aleph, this is a special type of word that we're going to see in this lesson. It's called Al-Ism Al-Maksur. It's a word that ends with Aleph, and the rule concerning it we're going to talk about in just a moment, and that is that we don't see the sign of its I'rab on the end of the word, because Aleph, yani, is not a consonant. It's not a consonant. It's a letter of the alphabet. It's not a consonant. It doesn't take a vowel of its own. So this type of word, it's not mabniun. It's mu'rab, but we don't see the sign of its I'rab changing because it ends with aleph. Okay, so we'll talk about that a little bit more as we go through this lesson. But we want to just do, yani, the reverse this time. Vocabulary review, oral translation. This time, I'm going to give you the English word, and you have to tell me the Arabic, okay, without looking at the book. Okay, this is an oral exercise, oral translation exercise, but it's a review of the vocabulary, so the books definitely should be closed while we're doing these exercises. The first word, America in Arabic, America in Arabic, Amrika. The next word, closed or shut or locked in Arabic, Mughlaqun. The next word, Iraq. Iraq in Arabic, Al-Iraqu. The next word, Switzerland. Switzerland in Arabic, Suwisira. The next word, knife. Knife that you cut a piece of meat with, for example. In Arabic, As-Sikkinu. As-Sikkinu. The next word, the country, Germany. In Arabic, it is called Almania. Almania, with two long vowels. Almania. The next word, England. In Arabic, it is called Inkeltarra. Inkeltarra, with shadda on the ra, fatta alif. And the last word, hospital. Hospital in Arabic, Al-Mustashfa. Al-Mustashfa. Okay, after this, we want to take a look at brief discussion of some of the grammatical points in this lesson. The main grammatical points in this lesson is the ism ishara alladhi lahu badal. Yani the ism ishara that has a substitute for it. Okay? The ism ishara that has a badal, it also may be known as al ishara ilal mu'arraf bi alif lam. Yani pointing to the word that is made definite by alif lam. Yani ism ishara, and with it is a word that has alif lam. This is called a bedel construction. Yani the ism ishara followed by a noun with alif lam. What is important is that if an ism ishara is followed by a noun with alif lam, it's different than if it's followed by a noun without alif lam. If it's followed by a noun without alif lam, for example, you say, Hada rajulun. This is a man. That's a complete sentence. Hada rajulun. But if Rajulun is changed to definite by alif lam, hadha ar-rajulu, Now this is a better construction. Hada is the mubdal minhu, and ar-rajulu is the badal, meaning that they go together. So this is not a sentence. Hada ar-rajulu means this man. Hada rajulun is a sentence. This is a man. But hada ar-rajulu means this man I'm pointing to, yani the man. This man, hada ar-rajulu. What about him? Yani he is a student, he is a teacher, he is an engineer, a doctor, a merchant, or whatever. Okay, so this is called, yani, ismu al-ishara alladhi lahu badalun. The ism ishara, which has a badal, a word that can substitute for it. Meaning that you can use the ism ishara without the badal, or you can use the badal without ism ishara and it will still be a complete sentence. For example, if you said, hadha ar-rajulu tajirun, this man is a merchant, you can take out the ism ishara and say, ar-rajulu tajirun, that's a sentence, the man is a merchant. Or you can take out the badal, ar-rajulu, and just use the ism ishara and say, hadha tajirun, this is a merchant. That's also a complete sentence, except that when you have the ism ishara and the badal together, it just makes it more clear. Yani, this is a merchant, or the man is a merchant. If you put them together, hadha ar-rajulu tajirun, this man is a merchant. Okay, this is called badal. That means that a noun with alif lam follows ism ishara, and it is the badal for the ism ishara. It can substitute for it, meaning it can take the place of the ism ishara. You can take the ism ishara out, and the sentence would still be complete. This is the first thing that we have in this lesson, the ism ishara that's followed by a noun with alif lam, known as its badal, takes its place, and it also takes the same i'rab of the ism ishara. If the ism ishara is the mubtada, then the badal is also going to be marfu'un, as the badal for the mubtada. Mubtada is marfu'un, so yani the badal has to be marfu'un. If the ism ishara is the object of a preposition, it's in the place where it should be majrur, the badal has to be majrur. If the ism ishara is the object of a verb, yani the maf'ulun bi, then yani it's in the place where it should be mansub, the badal has to be mansub. So the badal is a word that has alif lam, it's following an ism ishara, and it has the same i'rab, or grammatical case ending, yani meaning being marfu'un or mansub or majrur, as the ism ishara that it is connected to. The second thing in this lesson that I alluded to earlier is the i'rab of al-maqsur, al-ism al-maqsur, the noun that ends with alif. Either the straight up and down alif that looks like a one, alif mamduda, or the alif that looks like a ya at the end of the word without its two dots, alif maqsura. Words that end with alif are known as al-maqsur. Ism, al-ism, al-maqsur. Okay, this means that this type of word, even though it is mu'rab, yes, it is marfu'un, it's mansub, it's majrur, but we don't see the sign when it's majrur changing to a kasra, or the sign when it's marfu'un being a dhamma. We don't see any change. The ending, yani, is one ending in every case or situation. Yani, it has one condition in all of the different types of i'rab, yani, conditions, whether it's marfu'un or mansub or majrur. Yani, its ending doesn't change. It's not mabniyun. It's mu'rab. And we say that it's marfu'un, and it's mansub, and it's majrur, but we just don't see its sign. Alright, so this is the second type of word. We're going to see words like this in this lesson. And also we see, yani, previously we had, I think we had tahta. Yeah, we had tahta in lesson 5. Okay, and tahta, we said, is an adverb, dharf al-makan. It indicates the position or place of something underneath. For example, and in this lesson we see khalfa and amama, they're also dharf al-makan, adverb of place. They indicate khalfa, behind something, amama, in front of something. So the rule concerning the dharf al-makan is that the noun following it is always going to be mudhafun ilayhi majrur. So the word following khalfa and amama, just like tahta, the word following it is going to be mudafun ilayhi majrur. Alright? And then in this lesson, I think we also had the verb jalasa as a new verb. And I think, yani, we may have noted previously, I'm not sure, the difference between jalasa and jalisun. Jalasa is a verb. It's a past tense verb, means it happened. Yani jalasa, he sat. Okay, it's done, he sat. Jalisun is a noun that indicates continuous action. Huwa jalisun, meaning he is sitting. Yani he is sitting, he's doing it. Yani jalasa, he did it, it's finished, he sat. Okay, so the difference between jalasa, it's a past tense verb, it means it happened, it's finished. Jalisun is a noun, it means that it's continuous, ongoing action, sitting, standing, running, and so on like this. Okay, so these are the main points that are covered in this particular lesson. I hope I didn't miss anything. Okay, so let's look at the text for this lesson. It's at the beginning of the lesson on page, in the Arabic section on page 42. Page 42 for lesson number 8. Page 42, lesson number 8. Okay, so again, what we're going to be doing here is we're going to be reading and translating the selected text, specifically trying to identify new vocabulary words. Okay, there are new vocabulary words in this lesson that are not in this reading. So we'll just identify the new vocabulary words that came here in the reading, in the selected text. And we'll also try to analyze the grammar points or word relationships. Okay, so in this case, we're going to see several word relationships. We're going to see mubtada and khabar, subject and predicate. We're going to also see mudaf and mudafun ilayhi that we had in lesson 5. And we're going to also see the badal and the mubdal minhu. That's new for this lesson. Yani the ism ishara followed by a noun with alif lam. That noun with alif lam, we say, is the substitute, the badal for the ism ishara. It can take its place. Yani if you got rid of the ism ishara, you can still make a complete sentence just with its substitute, the badal. And the reverse is also true. If you took out the badal, you can just make the sentence with the ism ishara. So they may substitute for one another. This is called a badal construction. Substitution. And this type of badal, there are other types of badal. The only one that we're going to see in the Medina Book 1 first level is this type of badal with the ism ishara pointing to a word that is made definite by alif lam. Pointing to a word that's made definite by alif lam. Okay, so we're going to look at some word relationships in this reading. We're going to look at a few new vocabulary words. And we're going to also identify maybe some of the previous points that we studied in earlier lessons. Okay, so let's read and identify the new words and analyze the word relationships and grammatical points. Top of page 42, الدرسو الثامنو. الدرسو الثامنو, the eighth lesson. هذا الرجل تاجر وذلك الرجل طبيب. Okay, let's read it connecting the ism ishara to the noun with alif lam. That's the way it normally should be read. I just read it separately just so you can hear the words. هذا الرجل تاجر. يعني this man is a tajir, merchant. وذلك الرجل, and that man is a طبيب, doctor. هذا الرجل تاجر وذلك الرجل طبيب. This man, pointing to one who is near, is a merchant, and that man, pointing to one who is far, is a doctor. So in this lesson we have هذا, which is the مبدل منه, and الرجل, which is the بدل. Okay, so we want to really emphasize this noun with alif lam following the ism ishara. Whether the ism ishara is هذا or هذه or ذلك or تلك or it's plural, هؤلاء or أولئك, it doesn't matter. Any ism ishara followed by a noun with alif lam is a بدل construction. Okay, so the word with alif lam is the بدل, and it has to have the same ruling as the word that it is a substitute for. So هذا is the مبتدا in this sentence, and الرجل is the بدل. So the بدل, since the مبتدأ is يعني always مرفوعن, هذا is مبنيون, so we say it's in the place where it should be مرفوعن. So therefore, if its ruling is in the place where it should be مرفوعن, the بدل has to be مرفوعن. That's why we see الرجل يعني with ضم مرفوعن. Tajirun is the khabar, it's also marfoon with dhamma. And the same thing with the rest of the sentence. Wa al-atif is the conjunction connecting the first sentence to the second sentence. Thalika ar-rajulu, that man is a tabibun, a doctor. Thalika is the mubtada, ar-rajulu is the bedel, and tabibun is the khabar. Okay, don't become confused and think that ar-rajulu is the khabar. Because normally we have mubtada and then khabar. But here we have mubtada and it's bedel, and then tabibun is the khabar. Okay, second sentence. Ismu at-tajiri mahmudun. Wasmu at-tabibi sa'idun. Again. Ismu at-tajiri mahmudun. The name of the tajir, the merchant, is mahmud. Wasmu at-tabibi sa'idun. And the name of the doctor is Sa'id. Okay, what do we have here? We have ismu at-tajiri. Ismu at-tajiri, that's mudaf in idafa construction. Ismu is the mudaf, and at-tajiri is mudaf ilayhi majroor. The sign that is majroor is kasra. The name of the merchant, or the merchant's name, is Mahmud. Wasmu at-tabibi, and again we have another idafa construction. Ismu at-tabibi. Ismu is the mudaf, and al-tabib is the mudaf ilayhi majroor. The sign that is majroor is kasr. Third sentence. Hada al-baytu lit-tajiri. Wadhalika al-baytu lit-tabibi. Okay, let's connect the ism ishara to its badal. Hada al-baytu lit-tajiri. وذلك البيت للطبيب. The meaning, هذا البيت, this house, للتاجري, belongs to the merchant. وذلك البيت, and that house, للطبيب, belongs to the doctor. Again, what we have in this sentence, هذا is the مبتدا, and البيت is the بدل. So the bedel has to have the same i'rab as the word that it is a substitute for. So hadha is the mubtada, it's in the place where it should be marfu'un. Al-baytu is marfu'un, the sign that is marfu'un is dhamma. Lit-tajiri, li is the ism, is a harf jar, preposition. And at-tajiri is the object of the preposition, ism majroor. And here we see that, yani when the preposition li is added to a word that begins with alif lam, that word loses its alif. Okay? Originally this word, before li is attached to it, it should have been al-tajri or at-tajri with alif lam. The alif is omitted because of this special preposition li. You don't say li at-tajri, you say lit-tajri without the alif. Alright? So you have hadha is the mubtada, al-baytu is the badal. And lit-tajiri, the jaw al-majroor, the preposition and its object, is the khabar. And then we have the same thing in the second part of this, in the second sentence, connected to it by waw al-atif. Thalika is the mubtada, al-baytu is the badal. And lit-tajiri, the jaw al-majroor, the preposition and its object, is the khabar. Together they are the khabar. Called the shibh jumla, jaw al-majroor. Okay, number four. Baytu at-tajiri amam al-masjidi. Wa baytu at-tabibi khalfa al-madrasati. Baytu at-tajiri amam al-masjidi. The house of the merchant is in front of the masjid. Amama is a new word for this lesson. The house of the merchant is in front. Amama al-masjidi, in front of the masjid. وَبَيْتُ الطَّبِيبِ, and the house of the doctor is خَلْفَ, behind المدرسة, behind the school. So what we want to note here is أَمَامَ is a ظَرْف, an adverb, ظَرْف المكان, adverb of place. And the rule concerning the ظَرْف المكان, the adverb of place, is that the noun which follows it is going to always be مُضَافٌ إِلَيْهِ مَجْرُورٌ. It's going to always be majroor because of idafa, because it's the mudafa ilayhi. Yani, the adverb of place is normally followed by a noun that's going to be connected to it in ilalfa, and therefore the second word after the adverb is going to be mudalfa ilayhi, majrur, sign that it's majrur is kasra. Amam al masjidi, khalfa al madrasati. Okay, baytu al tajiri, amam al masjidi. The house of the merchant is in front of the masjid. Wa baytu al tabibi, khalfa al madrasati. And the house of the doctor is behind the school. So here we have an idalfa construction in baytu al tajiri, the house of the merchant, and also baytu al tabibi, the house of the doctor. Mudalf, mudalfin ilayhi. Bayt is the mudalf, and the second word, at tajiri or at tabibi, is mudalf ilayhi majrur. Next line. Liman hadhihi as-sayyaratu wa liman tilka. Liman hadhihi as-sayyara wa liman tilka. To whom belongs this car and to whom belongs that one? Yani, li is the preposition, for, men is the ism istifham question word, men, yani, li men. For who is this car? Li men means, yani, whose is this, or for whom is this? Li men hadihi as-sayyaratu wa li men tilka. To whom belongs this car and to whom belongs that car? Here, also I want to note here that men is a word that's mabniyun on sukun. It's mabniyun, it's fixed on sukun. So even though it's the object of the preposition li, okay, but we don't see it changing to kasra. Why? Because it's fixed. Its ending is fixed. It's mabniyun ala sukun. It's fixed on sukun. Alright? So it's in the place where it should be majrur because it's the object of the preposition li. But it's fixed. Its ending is fixed, so it doesn't change to kasra. So please make a note of that. Next line. هذه السيارة للطبيب. وَتِلْكَ لِلْتَاجِرِ هَذِهِ السَّيَّارَةُ. This car, لِلْطَبِيبِ, is for or belongs to the doctor. وَتِلْكَ, and that one, is لِلْتَاجِرِ, for or belongs to the merchant. In this sentence, هَذِهِ is the مُبْتَدَى, in the place where it should be مَرْفُون. السَّيَّارَةُ is its بَدَل, so it also is مَرْفُون. With dhamma. هذه السيارة للطبيب. يعني, and again here, يعني الطبيب, it loses its alif in the alif, the definite article, because of the preposition لي. So you don't say لي الطبيب, but you say للطبيب. وتلك للتاجر, same ruling. تلك is the مبتدا. يعني it's مبني in the place where it should be مرفوع. And للتاجر, yani, is the khabar, jaa wal majrur, the preposition and its object. The last line, hadhihi as-sayyaratu min al-yabani wa tilka min amrika. The meaning, hadhihi as-sayyaratu, this car is min al-yabani, from Japan. Wa tilka, and that one is min America, from America. هذه is the مبتدا, يعني مبنيون, in the place where it should be مرفوعون. السيارة is its بدل, it's مرفوعون, the sign is مرفوعون, is ضمّة. Min is a preposition. الياباني is the object of the preposition مجرور. واو is واو العطف, a conjunction that connects something to something else. تلك is the mubtada of the second sentence. Mubtada, it's mabniyun, in the place where it should be marfu'un. In the place where it should be marfu'un. Why? Because it's the mubtada. Min America is the harf jar. Harf jar. Harf jar, yani, meaning the preposition. And America is the object of the preposition. By the way, America is a new word for this lesson. It's one of the countries that's mentioned in this lesson, along with Inkeltara, England, and Almania, Germany, and so on. But the important point here is min America, is that this type of word, America, and Inkeltara, and Almania, these are words, mustashfa, Musa, Isa, these are words that end with alif, these are called al-ism, al-maqsoor. They end with alif, so you don't see the vowel changing. We must distinguish them from words that are mabniyun, fixed ending. These are not fixed ending. These actually are mu'arab words, but we don't see the vowel because alif doesn't take a vowel of its own. It's not like a consonant that can take a vowel. It can't take a vowel. Therefore, we don't see any change from dhamma to fatha to kasra. But nonetheless, we do say it's mu'arab. It is, in this particular case, the object of the preposition min. Therefore, it is majroor. We don't say it's mabniyun in the place where it should be majroor. It is majroor, but we just don't see the sign. And we will study this in the beginning of level 3. In the beginning of level 3, words that, yani, are mu'arab, but we don't see their sign changing. They have a special type of i'rab. We'll talk about that in the future. Okay, so this final sentence, hadhihi is the mubtada, as-sayaratu is the bedel, min is a preposition, al-yaban is the object of the preposition, wow is the conjunction, tilka mubtada, min preposition, and amrika, the object of the preposition, together, min amrika, the preposition and its object is the khabar. And the same thing in the first part of the sentence, min al-yabani, the preposition and its object is the khabar. Hadhihi is the mubtada, sayara is badal, min al-yaban is the khabar. That's what we wanted to cover here. In the time that's remaining, inshallah, we're going to do the final parts of this lesson, that is the listening drill and then the dictation. Okay, the listening drill, we're going to read each sentence, statement or question 2 times, and we're going to orally translate. You don't have to write anything. And then in the dictation exercises, we'll read each sentence 3 times, in which case, yani, we'll be actually writing down what we hear. Okay, so let's first do the listening exercise. Okay, for listening exercise, let's do, I don't know how much time we have. We have enough time. Let's read from this lesson a few sentences. The first one, and listening, this means that close your book and just listen. I'm going to read it twice, the second time translate orally. هذا الرجل تاجر وذلك الرجل طبيب. Again, translate this time orally. هذا الرجل تاجر. This man is a merchant. وذلك الرجل طبيب. And that man is a doctor. Next sentence. اسم التاجر محمود واسم الطبيب سعيد. Translate orally. اسم التاجر محمود. The name of the merchant is محمود. واسم الطبيب سعيد. And the name of the doctor is سعيد. Next sentence. لمن هذه السيارة ولمن تلك. Translate. لمن هذه السيارة. To whom belongs this car? ولمن تلك. And to whom belongs that one? Next sentence. هذه السيارة للطبيب. وتلك للتاجر. Translate orally. هذه السيارة للطبيب. This car belongs to the doctor. وتلك للتاجر. And that one belongs to the merchant. Okay, last one for listening exercise. هذه السيارة من اليابان وتلك من أمريكا. Translate orally. هذه السيارة من اليابان. This car is from Japan. وتلك من أمريكا. And that one is from America. Okay. So those were 5 sentences. I hope, inshallah, we got all 5 of them right. Okay, now comes the dictation, imla. This means, yani, we are training our ear to listen, and we also are exercising our writing skills to be able to write what we hear. Okay, I'm just going to give you 4 sentences, and I want you to listen to the first time, listen carefully when I read it, and try to maybe memorize the sentence or the expression or the question or the answer. And then, when I read it the second time, you can try. You can write it out, okay? And I'll read it a third time just to make sure. If you missed anything, you have a chance to catch it. All right? So let's go. Four sentences. The first sentence for Imla. First time, just listen. هذا الرجل تاجر وذلك الرجل طبيب. Okay, let's write. هذا الرجل. تاجر وذلك الرجل طبيب. Okay, one more time. Check and make sure that you have written it correctly. هذا الرجل تاجر وذلك الرجل طبيب. Number two. First time. Just listen to the first one. اسم التاجر محمود واسم الطبيب سعيد. Okay, let's write. اسم التاجر. اسم التاجر. اسم التاجر محمود واسم الطبيب again واسم الطبيب سعيد. Okay, let's read it one more time so see if you missed anything. اسم التاجر محمود واسم الطبيب سعيد. Number three. هذا البيت للتاجر وذلك البيت للطبيب. Let's write. هذا البيت للتاجر. هذا البيت للتاجر وذلك البيت وذلك البيت للطبيب. One more time. هذا البيت للتاجر وذلك البيت للطبيب. هذا البيت للتاجر وذلك البيت للطبيب. Okay, number four, and this is the last one. بيت التاجر أمام المسجد. بيت التاجر أمام المسجد وبيت الطبيب خلف المدرسة. Okay, let's write. بيت التاجر. بيت التاجر. بيت التاجر أمام المسجد. بيت التاجر أمام المسجد وبيت الطبيب خلف المدرسة Okay, let's go over it one last time. بيت التاجر بيت التاجر أمام المسجد أمام المسجد وبيت الطبيب وبيت الطبيب خلف خلف المدرسة بيت التاجر أمام المسجد وبيت الطبيب خلف المدرسة. Okay, again, I realize that يعني this might be a little challenging, but يعني the only way to get good at something is to practice. So these are drills, these are exercises to train our ability to listen and comprehend what we hear as opposed to what we see, and also to train or to strengthen our ability to write what we hear without seeing it. Okay, so I hope inshallah that we're doing a little better than we were the first time, and a little better than we did the second time, and so on. Each yani lesson, as each session when we go through these drills, inshallah we'll get a little bit better. And of course on your own you can practice by listening to the audio files and trying to write some of what you hear. And another way is to have a study partner that you can read to, and they can read to you, and each of you can practice yani your listening skills and your dictation skills, and helping and supporting one another. Okay, as we close out this session, I just want to mention first and foremost that yani with the approach of Ramadan, yani it appears as though today may be the 29th of Sha'ban. Allahu alam. If it is, then tonight may be either the 30th night of Sha'ban, or if the month only has 29 days and the moon is sighted, then tonight will be the first, tonight could be the first night of Ramadan. Allahu alam. In any case, according to the calendar, and that may not be accurate, today is the 29th day of Sha'ban. Tonight could either be the beginning of the 30th, meaning the 30th night, and tomorrow being the 30th day, final day of Sha'ban, or if the moon is sighted and the month only has 29 days, and today is the last day of Sha'ban, then tomorrow will be the first of Ramadan, tonight will be the first, could be the first night of Ramadan. Allahu alam. With that being said, I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless each of us with tawfiq, in yani being successful and doing the things during this blessed period of time, the month of Ramadan, that are pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that our speech and our actions, our character, our manners, everything that we do, yani in our interactions, with the people as well as in our, yani, worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that we do yani that which Allah has legislated in the way that He has legislated, doing it sincerely for His sake alone, and that He accepts from us and bless us to see this month of Ramadan all the way through, and to worship Him during it, and to gain the benefits and the blessings that one can attain during this special period of time. And Ameen. And then I also want to remind us that because it's the month of Ramadan, and due to the difficulty working out the new schedule that we're going to have, especially yani there are certain factors in Ramadan that are a little bit different, right? So instead of having the second class, which is normally after Asr, instead of having at that late time close to Maghrib, where people may be going to the masjid or cooking or doing other types of things, what we're going to do is we're going to move the time of the second class, book two class, up to right after this class. In order to fit it in as an hour and a half for each class, this class, we're going to start at 15 minutes earlier. So instead of starting at 2 o'clock until 3:30, this class next week is going to start at 1:45. All right? So book one reading comprehension class is going to start 15 minutes earlier, 1:45 to 3:15. And then this will give us, you know, enough time to have an hour and a half for our second session, Book 2 class, which is normally after Asr, but it's going to be immediately after this class, before Asr. So I just want to let you know that there's a schedule, slight schedule change. This Book 1 class is going to be 15 minutes earlier, from 1:45 until 3:15. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك اشهد ان لا اله الا انت استغفرك واتوب اليك